Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A U.S. official has just confirmed to CBS News President Biden will send active duty U.S. troops to the southern border before Title 42 is lifted next Thursday. A source says troops will provide logistical support, like narcotics detection and data entry, but will not interact with migrants or anyone in the custody of the Department of Homeland Security. We have breaking news from court in Minneapolis. The last of four former police officers facing judgment in George Floyd's death has been found guilty of manslaughter. WCCO-TV's Steve Simpson reports.
Tutau's bench trial on second-degree manslaughter wrapped up at the end of January, and this morning, Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill released his verdict. Tutau opted to forego a jury trial while his co-defendants, Thomas Lane and J. Alexander King, pled guilty to similar state charges and were sentenced to between 36 and 42 months in prison. Tutau will be sentenced on August 7th.
Tutau held back bystanders as Derek Chauvin. Make that as Floyd suffocated with Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck. A devastating find for police investigating the disappearance of two teenaged girls.
Authorities searching a rural Oklahoma property for two missing teenagers discovered the bodies of seven people, including the suspected remains of the teens and a convicted sex offender who was sought along with them. Eddie Rice is the sheriff in Henrietta, Oklahoma, about 90 miles east of Oklahoma City.
Our hearts go out to the families and friends, schoolmates, and everyone else, and it's just a tragedy in Okmulgee County.
The two girls, a 14-year-old and 16-year-old, had been reported missing by their families. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
In the Middle East, the Israeli military says Palestinian militants in Gaza have fired a barrage of rockets after the death of a high-profile Palestinian prisoner in Israeli custody. Qadar Adnan had been on a hunger strike for 3 months. Here in the U.S. again, TV and movie writers have walked off their jobs. The Hollywood Reporter's Alex Weprin.
The first place that you would see the effects are actually on late-night television. The Tonight Show on NBC, The Late Show on CBS. They had new episodes last night, and they were supposed to have new episodes tonight. They're off the air until further notice.
Writers Guild members are demanding better pay for streaming shows and better working conditions. Studio producers say their budgets are already maxed out. The last writer's strike 15 years ago lasted for more than 3 months. Tony nominations announced on CBS Mornings last hour. Some Like It Hot waltzes away with 13 nods. That's the most of any Broadway production this season. The Dow is down 169 points. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Highway 35 between DeSoto and Ferryville remains closed after the freight train derailment last week. Two BNSF engines and 10 railroad cars derailed Thursday, with two of the cars ending up in the flooded Mississippi River. Closing the highway allows crews and equipment access to the derailment site to start cleanup. The cars contain paint, oxygen, and lithium-ion batteries. A containment boom has been placed as a precaution to collect diesel fuel and other hazardous materials from the river. There is no word yet on when the highway will reopen. 17 years in prison for a former Wisconsin high school student. Now 20-year-old Grant Furman was convicted earlier this year of attacking his high school's police officer in 2019 at Oshkosh West. Furman had been facing 60 years for stabbing the school's resource officer in the neck with a barbecue fork. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Real Chili's been serving up mouthwatering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to say thank you to State Senator Lena Taylor, you know, for the last hour. And she really did a marvelous job, and we're going to be reconnecting with her. But I'm really excited about the guest that I have in studio right now, Reverend Marilyn Miller. Good morning to you, Reverend Miller. How are you?
Good morning, Earl.
Yeah, you and I always try to tell people, been in this journey a long time. And you and I go back to, I don't know, a few years ago.
Yes.
It's good to see you still in the battle.
Yep, still working on many of the same issues.
Yeah, they don't disappear, do they?
Right.
You know, and I'm also welcome to also introduce Dr. Joyce Caldwell. Good morning to you, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm delighted to be here and delighted to be here with my partner, Marilyn.
It is a pleasure and an honor to have you both in the studio. You guys are with Leading for Racial Equity.
Yes.
So that's a big subject. where do you begin with that discussion? I'll tell you, I say this all the time. My dad passed at 94. He never saw racial equity.
Mm-hmm.
His father never saw racial equity. I'm soon to be 70 years old. In my life, I'll never see racial equity. Right. My sons are in their mid-40s. They will never see racial equity. Why? Why is there not racial equity, Doctor?
It goes back a long, long way for the roots of white supremacy. So we're talking way back in the Doctrine of Discovery in 1493, where religion became entangled with race, and the Spanish declared certain lands could only be theirs in the, quote, New World. And so it established European supremacy across the globe. So by 1915, Europeans had colonized 85% of the world's land surfaces. And then in the social construction of race, science became involved in being able to categorize people according to races, Carlos Linnaeus. And then Blumenbach in 1776, The Nature of Mankind, put people into Linnaeus define people according to geography and define races. The scientists were giving names, scientific names, to plants, animals, etc., did the same to human beings. And then Blumenbach put them into a hierarchy, defined the word Caucasian for the first time based on people in the Caucasus Mountains who he decided were the most beautiful, had the most wonderful skulls. And then science continued from that to try to prove racism, which was already in place in the enslavement of peoples from Africa and the genocide of native peoples. So the ideologies are so deep in how that has formed attitudes around race and the culture and thinking of white supremacy that's just rooted in U.S. American society.
You know, Doctor, you clearly have great knowledge in the history of all of this. What do you think when you hear people today say, let's do away with that history?
It's not possible to do away with it. We can live in our moment, and we're responsible for today.
Right.
So going back and saying, you know, I'm guilty for all of this, or I didn't do that. But that informs who I am and informs my thinking. It informs the psyche of who we are. And then we have to become aware of how that has informed me in order to act differently today and be in relationship differently.
So how does, again, this approach that people are taking, that we don't want our children to know anything about that history because it's going to make them feel bad? I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either, because if I don't know what has happened, how can I live in authentic relationship with somebody? I mean, when I was in Germany several years ago, I was amazed at how Germans have
accepted,
understood, right, that the Holocaust informs them, and they make sure in their curriculum every single student in either junior or senior year of high school has to go to the nearest concentration camp. They have to know their history. We don't take our students to the nearest civil rights stops or the nearest places where they can be in relationship, but to protect white children from knowing the history means we continue to perpetuate it.
Reverend Miller, I heard Dr. Caldwell say that at some point in time, religion and these people got together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, well, they kind of corrupted religion. And is it safe to say that?
Yes, it's very safe to say that. I mean, that's what we're experiencing today in a large way in white Christian nationalism. It has co-opted the gospel. It selects out what it wants to say about certain people and situations and, you know, paints that as truth when it's not the truth. And so a lot of people, unfortunately, even in their religious practices, are practicing with missing information. You know, we always talk about, well, we're reading the same Bible, so how can we be coming away? Well, it depends on when you go into that reading, what your thinking is, what your understanding is. I mean, even how you see the holy matters. So yes, it makes a big difference. And then, you know, in response to what you just asked Joyce about, fear is a major factor in this. So when people fear other people, they don't want people to know about those people. And that fear is very destructive, and they don't even recognize that. So yeah, not sharing the history, well, your ignorance is dangerous. Is dangerous to you, and it's going to be dangerous to your children, because what you don't know can hurt and kill you. So yes, it makes a difference.
You know, when you bring about the fear part of this, because I keep hearing people say, well, people are afraid of what? I mean, you know, I don't, for the life of me, the more I hear people say, well, you have to understand that people are afraid. So people are afraid, so they go get tanks and bazookas. And so I'm going to protect myself because I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Well, you know, you tell children the boogeyman's not real. Well, it's the same thing when you hear adults saying, it's like I'm afraid of the darkness. And so nobody's trying to get them to understand there's no reason for you to be afraid. That's in your mind. You have conjured up these feelings. And then instead of people trying to challenge you on that, people are saying, well, you've got to understand why people feel that way. Help me understand that.
It's very, very challenging. I mean, there is so much around us that promotes fear. And, you know, we know, Earl, you know how the media is used and has been co-opted to, you know, plant seeds, give misinformation. I mean, look, we just got this big lawsuit, right, that showed all this misinformation that had been put out there. Right. And so when you think about it, people see this day in, day out, read it day in, day out. They have no authentic relationships with anybody. So then what you live into is that fear instead of saying, oh, we're all human beings. We all pretty much want the same things. Unless there is some mental health challenge or something, we want goodness, kindness, mercy, good relationships, love. I mean, most people want that. So when you don't know people and you're assuming based on what you see and hear in the media, you know, again, that misinformation is dangerous.
You know, Dr. Caldwell, it just is unbelievable. Again, as I stated, generations come, generations go, and none of this gets better. And we went through these struggles in the 60s, in the civil rights struggle, and it looked like for all the world that the people at that point in time were willing to say, well, there have been some injustices. And even the churches came together collectively to address the issues, but now they've completely separated again. Well, I'm an evangelical Christian. Oh, okay, so that means you're different than the rest of the Christians? Based on what? Well, I'm an evangelical. Well, what does that mean, right? Because I don't remember reading that in the Bible anywhere, right? So how do we, again, we're asking a lot of people, while there are people who are working hard to separate us, as well as there are people trying to bring us together, sometimes I think the people trying to separate us are winning.
Yes, it feels that way. I mean, one of the things that we do in our work is we start with story and using story as a way of knowing.
I'm sorry, I got to get you to hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. In the studio, leading for racial equity, Reverend Marilyn Miller and Dr. Joyce Caldwell. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. This is a great conversation. I'm glad to have you guys here. We'll be right back.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org. The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 47. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, lows level off around 31. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
A man to do, oh baby. I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby. Every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look out, it's coming in your direction. And I'm gonna
all right, welcome back to your leader. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Leading for Racial Equity, Dr. Joyce Caldwell and Reverend Marilyn Miller. And Dr. Caldwell, before we went to break, you were wanted to respond.
So one of the things where we start, because you asked about the fear and yes. how we remain apart, that we begin our work generally with using stories, getting people together to sit with one another, talking about where they came from, who their parents and grandparents were, what was good and what was hard about their culture. And in all of our process, we use story as a way of knowing, because we can try to pour a lot of information into our heads, but where transformation and learning and growth comes is from our hearts and the spirit and our whole being. And that's grounded in our stories. It's grounded in our experiences and helping people unpack and discover, oh, wait a minute, I heard that way back when I was a tiny kid, or I felt a parent, you know, hold me tighter or differently when somebody who looked different walked right. past. Or where are the roots of some of that? And that takes story to know. And those fears that you were talking about, they've grown so much in our society. And as you mentioned, the walk back from civil rights. Well, we've been doing this forever in this country, from Reconstruction, and then we moved forward, and then we took these steps back. And then the civil rights, and we moved forward, and we took steps back. And we elected President Obama, and we moved.
Right.
And then we moved back.
Donald Trump.
Because it's always this piece that I think the roots of this, that white people are afraid of losing their superiority. And so a lot of the resistance and pushback now is, and then it gets turned on to people like immigrants or somebody who's going to take my job or somebody who, you know, I now have to compete for white men to get into a job or school, and they don't have the psychological skills because they never had to do it.
You know, you said a word. their superiority. And it pierces you. Because no human being is superior to any other human being.
Yes.
And so in people, only in people's minds do they somehow believe that they're superior to someone else. We're born, we live, we die. You don't die as a superior Caucasian than an inferior black person. Mm-hmm. You die the same way, right?
Right.
As you come into the world. And you have to get people to understand those things.
Right.
I mean,
Maryland. Just say Maryland. That's fine.
I was going to say, go ahead, Reverend Miller.
So one of the tools that we use when we do the work is called the pain of comparison. That's what we talk about. And that's the underbelly of that. It's what we learn, and we learn this from when we're little bitty children. We have to undo a lot of what we've learned and replace a lot of incorrect information. We have all this missing information. I mean, and that's the foundation of it, right? So, yes, that's where that comes from, because in our society, right, in our culture, in this society, we're taught the dualism. And it's not a continuum or a spectrum, but it's either or. That's a problem, right? Because it's not either or. It's all of the above. And so, yeah, when you get stuck there, well, we couldn't possibly be the same. We don't look the same.
Right.
We don't sound the same. We don't walk or talk the same. We couldn't possibly be the same. So we're taught to compare each other. Somebody's got to be on the top. Somebody's got to be on the bottom. Right. That's a dangerous way to look at the world. But that's what people have learned.
You know, I always say to people, you know, we are the same. Two eyes, a nose, a mouth, two arms, two legs, two ears, you know, brain, heart, liver, kidneys, lung. Mm-hmm. What do you mean we're not
right.
the same?
Right.
We're human beings.
Exactly.
And it's only with man that we add, and it's only when we're on this earth, on this planet, that we do this separation.
Yes.
Right? Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so it sometimes, you know, I'll say when I'm talking to people, well, I can't make people understand that if we focus on the things that separate us more than we focus on the things that we have in common,
yes.
then mm-hmm. we wind up
yes.
at war yes. with one another, yes. right? We've got the largest military budget in the world. Why? To destroy other people who look like us, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the human beings. Well, we're Americans and they're Russians. Well, I mean, what kind of way of thinking is that? We've got to work towards, and you guys are attempting to do that, transforming that way of thinking. Doctor, is it possible? Oh, we're up at a break again. I'm sorry. 844. Now, hey, Calvin.
Yeah, Earl.
Cut off the brakes.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that.
All right, we gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. Gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
The SHA 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. A U.S. official confirms to CBS News President Biden will send 1,500 more troops to the southern border before Title 42 is lifted next Thursday. That's the COVID-related public health law that's allowed border officials to swiftly expel migrants from the U.S. without allowing them to make asylum claims. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
These troops will provide logistical support to help free up DHS agents for law enforcement.
They won't be interacting with migrants. This will bring the number of troops back to the levels they were at when President Biden took office. They were then drawn down. The troops will come from various bases, but it isn't clear yet which ones.
A source tells CBS News the additional troops will be used mostly for transportation support and administrative duties at migrant processing centers. El Paso has declared a state of emergency that will begin Monday. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Sha 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers says he hasn't agreed on a new plan touted by Assembly Republicans to send more state money to local governments in Wisconsin. It would increase shared revenue by 10% and let Milwaukee and Milwaukee County raise their own sales taxes. Democrats say they're wary of all the strings Assembly Republicans want to attach to that new money. Madison police say Badgers football player Marcus Allen had a stolen gun in his backpack when he was arrested last weekend. Police say they arrested Allen initially for having an open intoxicant at the Mifflin Street block party, and they could upgrade charges. University of Wisconsin and the athletic department say they're following the case closely. In sports, the Brewers are at Colorado tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
One would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844 844- 967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Leading for Racial Equality.
Equity.
I'm sorry. Equity. And I'm joined by Dr. Joyce Caldwell and Reverend Marilyn Miller. Reverend Miller, you say what?
Yes. I wanted to go back to what brought us into this room. So I had the opportunity to go to a couple of the Unitarian Universalist churches on a Sunday morning, and they asked, their topic was resistance. How do we live out resistance in our faith, right? And so that is what kind of caught some people's attention. And so when I went there, I was raising some of the things that Dr. Joyce was talking about, and it takes resistance. This is a battle. We can't go into it with the mindset, I'll just pray. And that, you know, I'm going to pray. And that's pray and act. We have to do both. And so what my challenge was and my charge was to my white siblings is that people are tired of the talk. Where's the walk? And that's the challenge. So we make pretty words in our religious documents and doctrines and things, but we're not living it out. So the challenge is, I said, you know, literally you have to be countercultural to your own culture, in essence, because if that culture, especially the white supremacist part of that culture, is teaching you that you're better than somebody else, no, that thinking has to be undone, unraveled. You know, we have to get away from being nice. And nothing is critically examined when we're nice. The Holy One didn't ask us to be nice, kind, compassionate, and a whole lot of other words, but not nice. And then I guess I'll just close by saying at this point, I want to point out something, Earl. I want to encourage people to consider getting this book, My Grandmother's Hands, by Resma Menakem. There's a part of here that I think is critical to understanding how we got to where we are today. And I want to just read this part. It talks about where this all began. Our bodies, our country. This is the very first part. But even in the 1860s, these conflicts were already centuries old. They began in Europe during the Middle Ages, where they tore apart close to 2 million white bodies. This resulting tension came to America, embedded in the bodies of Europeans, and it has remained in the bodies of many of their descendants. So this was way, 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 way back. It didn't just start in this land. It's white people tore white people up. This is what sin is. This is what evil is. This is what we're up against. And so it's a real big thing that we're talking about. We're battling here. But I will say that I still have hope. And that's the only reason I can stay in the room. Because we have to keep doing our part for that change. Yes, we're not going to see the end of this, but I'm going to fight until I die to destroy white supremacy thinking and culture so that every little piece that can be changed to make it better for the future can happen.
So, Dr. Caldwell, politics plays a big role in continuing this down this path, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's talk about that. That it's almost like the accelerant that's poured on a match that keeps this going.
Yeah, we're sold a whole lot of lies all the time, and it's really built around that sense of whiteness, and that if I don't have all of those privileges of whiteness, and it's like there's this limited pie, so it comes from a mindset of scarcity rather than abundance, that if someone else gets something, somehow I'm going to lose something. So there's some of that piece of that deep-seated loss and that fear again of white people because I might lose something, not understanding what I will gain. So when you talked about healing before and the trauma that Marilyn just talked about, it's that long-standing generational, the way our psyches are formed and shaped. And I'm doing this work for my healing, for the healing also of my white siblings, because I can't be free till everyone is free, as Dr. Martin Luther King said. And those, we move through developmental places of racial identity development. And at some point as a white person, it is this place of owning how I was formed and shaped, understanding that is who I am. My skin color will never change, but how I walk in the world can change. And I want to be in authentic relationship with people.
You know, Dr. and Reverend Miller, part of this is, you know, it's a global reality now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when America was basically controlling the world itself, being white was enough. It's a global competition now.
Mm-hmm.
So being white is not enough anymore, right? Because we're not competing among states anymore. We're competing on a global path. And so that is something that people haven't come to grips with. And so, there's going to be some losses because America's just a speck on the global, you know, when we look at things globally. Right. And so, you know, you're not a big fish anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because when you're looking at all the people in the world, you know, a European American is pretty far down the list because mm-hmm. you're only a handful of you. Let's go to the phone lines and Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Yeah, I got a question. Only 42% of colored children have two parents in their family compared to 70% of all nationalities.
What was that? Hold on. You like throwing around a lot of statistics that we can't corroborate.
No, I mean.
And the term is people of color.
Is that racist or what is cause? What causes that?
Repeat what you said.
Statistic, it really sticks out. 42% compared to 70.
You're saying that black families. Let me ask you: Do you think bigotry and racism exists?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so why not address that as opposed to coming up with the statistics to try to prove what?
Is that because of the white folks? Because
yes, it
there's
is.
Only one parent in her family.
It is, huh? So let's go back historically. The black family was torn apart from the beginning of our history in this nation. Those are generational pieces that have to be examined. And not only were the families torn apart economically, we were pulled apart purposefully when we tried to come together. So we're dealing with what has begun hundreds of years ago. Nothing gets better unless you repair the harm. And there has never been a repairing of the harm in this nation of people of color, especially of African descent. So, there are a lot of factors that go into this. We didn't start. It's not a level playing field. And so when you try to compare people in that way, it's an inaccurate comparison. So I just want you to go back and read your history and look at what the United States has done to make that statistic what it is today. That we didn't create that statistic. White supremacy created that statistic.
Ken, you want to respond to that?
Yes, I mean, generation after generation, it doesn't change. You can keep going back to racism until it does change. Are you going to consider blaming it on racism that there's only 42% of colored parents and the child's life.
So hang on. Ken, let's let Dr. Caldwell respond to what you just said.
Well, I would agree with the generational pieces. So the things that can tear people apart are, you know, who has jobs, and then we look back now at mass incarceration and how that was another piece of the war on drugs that was sort of created to, again, warehouse and incarcerate primarily. I mean, it picked up a whole lot of white bodies in there, but a lot of black and brown bodies. And when you start to incarcerate the number of black men or brown men who are put away in prisons for a significant part of their lives, yeah, that's going to mean women are raising children by themselves because a large, large number, which is completely disproportionate to any part of the world in the number of people that we have imprisoned, and that school-to-prison pipeline continues to play out as young black or brown boys are suspended from school, and then they're set on the course toward prison, and then we're set on the course of families.
You know, Dr. Caldwell and what Ken and others may not know is that once you get that felony tag on you, you are done. For the most part, your life is over. And that means your family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that means your children. And so we have an unforgiving society when it comes to people of color who've been locked up as opposed to others. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Hey, CJ, you say what?
Thanks for taking my call, Earl. I've quoted those same statistics many times with you, Earl. You know, back in the 70s, 70% of the families had both parents.
Hey, CJ, the conversation that's being had here is about, you know, how we bring people together, how we look at things.
You can't deflect away from that statistic. This Democrat Party has destroyed
this. This is not about the
black community, and you want to deflect from that statistic.
No, CJ. The doctor and the reverend have clearly stated that at the root of this, it's not Democrats or Republicans. So you're talking about something that has nothing to do with the conversation that we have. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. I'm sorry, but all right.
If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brother?
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold. And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday.
Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints.
In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 47, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 31 tonight, partly cloudy. High of 55 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Leading for Racial Equity, and it's Dr. Joyce Caldwell, Reverend Marilyn Miller. You know, we just heard the last two callers, you know, Dr. Caldwell and Reverend Miller, and the things that you said that you know, got them to call. They clearly heard the conversation and the dialogue. And they waited for a time. Instead of addressing the questions and the things that you guys were saying right off, which I heard clearly and knew that these, if I was going to call, I'm going to call based on the conversation that I'm hearing you guys have. No, they waited until after those things that you said, especially Dr. Caldwell, about white supremacy. They didn't address that,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
What they did then was try to skirt around that.
Or give statistics that support that.
Yes. And so that's what you're dealing with.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. a psychosis that can't be fixed unless people are willing to accept that there's something wrong with the way I'm thinking. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah. And one of the analogies I've used sometimes that a long time ago, when I was younger, I was out cross-country skiing and I fell and dislocated my shoulder. And it hurt a lot.
Right.
My friends helped me get up and carefully moved me to the car, and I was able to get in. And then I thought, well, if we don't hit any bumps, and if I can just stay like this, I could be okay. And then I got into the doctor's office, and he said, okay, I'm going to put it back in place now. And I thought, this is going to hurt a whole lot. That's my analogy for how we walk around race in this country. We are dislocated as a body. We're separated. And so we try to walk carefully around one another and think, well, if we don't hit any bumps and if we don't talk about it, we will be okay to live in this separation. And it's recognizing to be able to be whole as a body, we have to go through that pain of putting my shoulder to putting us as a body back into place, and then we can be about the process of healing. But if we're not willing to, and I think that some of it is that unwillingness to say, you know, this is going to hurt. I'm going to have to look at some things that maybe aren't pretty. I'm going to have to look at my own history. But that's the curiosity and the deep reflection we all need is, how am I hurt? What am I losing? Because of, so not starting citing statistics, but saying, what am I losing in my own relationships, in my own wholeness as a human being, if I can't acknowledge realities and walk through some of that together?
So when we live in segregated societies and segregated worlds, separate from mm-hmm. other human beings, it's easy then to say these things,
yes,
right?
Yes.
because you don't know anybody.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you can only go by what you hear.
Yeah, deep, authentic relationship. This is what we always talk about, that is some of the hardest work, but it's work that needs to be done. And it means we have to be intentional about getting with each other, being with each other, hearing each other's stories, crossing all those dividing lines and boundaries that our society has set up. It's the only way that we can do that. And again, you know, we do a lot of our work out of the church. So our biggest challenge has been to the church, to the religious bodies. You know, Dr. King talked about Sunday morning.
The most segregated.
Saturday night being the most segregated time. It still is. Yeah. And we who talk the talk, again, are not walking the walk. Get out of your bubbles. Leave your neighborhoods. I tell people, yes, take the whole bus load because they're not going to drive to Milwaukee. Put them on the bus and take them. however you got to get them there. And you know what? It's always, this is the thing about it. People of color, we've always been willing to talk, to share, to give information, to form relationships. It's on you, white people. It's on you. So I'm going to throw the ball back into their court and say no, because we're open. We want change. We want transformation. But if you don't want it and you're where the power structures sit, nothing is going to change.
So I can say this, and Reverend Miller, that you can say that as a black woman, and it doesn't resonate as much as doctor.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's why Absolutely. We do this work together.
Absolutely. Right, because they you can be dismissed
right
from saying it, but not Dr. Caldwell, because Dr. Caldwell is
she's in the same skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know
and
how much it hurts
right
not to do this work.
You know, it is as important as anything that happens in the society, this conversation. And you know, I talk about it a lot, but I can be dismissed. Yep. And since people of color and black people in this country only make up 12% of the population, people don't have to listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the minorities, and you know, and
but we're coming to real soon as a country, people of color will be the majority. There's a whole lot of fear in that.
Well, and here's what people may be unaware of. The globally whites make up they're the minority.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, so, very much.
So make up 10% of the global population.
Mm-hmm.
And so Europeans are not unaware of those things. Mm-hmm. And that's why in the enclaves of mm-hmm. Europeanism,
yes.
we
got
to stick
together. As tight as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. That doesn't matter. You know, I don't think people of color say all over the world that, hey, the Europeans are minorities. But in the United States and in European nations, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, I loved it. It was too short. Got to reach back out to you, and I will. Great conversation. Thanks, everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.